What's the most significant impact of climate change on the ocean?
That's a good question. The impact that people are most worried about is the changes in what's called the North Atlantic overturning circulation, the flow of warm waters into the Greenland, Iceland, and Norwegian seas that warm that region, and that if there's significant melting of glaciers, that circulation could shut down, as it has in the past. That's one. In some ways, it's not clear that that's the one that we should be most worried about. Sea level rise is, of course, a big impact, but from the ocean's point of view, it doesn't matter all that much where its boundaries are. It matters a great deal to us, of course, whether the ocean sees Logan Airport or not, or Kennedy Airport or not. In fact, since many of our airports are right on the water, that's one of the major possible costs of climate change. But from the ocean's point of view, one thing that we're quite worried about is the effects of acidification. And that arises because carbon dioxide is a very weak acid. We know that the pH of the ocean has changed, that it's become less basic and more acidic over the past 150 years. And recent work in which we participated in, but which was led by Dick Feely of PMEL, has shown that those changes could have impacts on marine plants that have chalky shells. Basically, if you think of Tums as an antacid, calcium carbonate is an antacid because when you swallow it, it dissolves and neutralizes the acid in your stomach. And so if marine plants or marine animals have shells that's made of calcium carbonate, chalk, and the ocean becomes more acidic, their shells will start to dissolve. And that's been seen to happen in a number of cases. And it's really a question of a lot of concern because we have no idea, really, how such changes would ripple through ecosystems and cause changes in food chains, food webs, and in general ecosystem structure.
Well, Anand, thanks very much for joining me, and it's been a pleasure talking to you and learning a little bit more about how ocean and climate interact. And I think we're going to wrap things up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barry.